Science and Technology.
Viticulture. Robocrop. Winemakers are building robots to pick grapes.
Modern farms are increasingly automated, from GPS-controlled combine harvesters to machines that shake apples from trees. One task, though, seems stubbornly resistant to being ceded to robots: picking grapes. Like all soft fruit, grapes have a narrow window of ripeness and are prone to being bruised or crushed if picked by clumsy metallic fingers. Matters are worse if the fruit is intended for fine wine. At upwards of £5,000, that's $6,480 per ton, the value of an individual grape grown in the right place at the right time is enough to make such accidents unacceptable. Most vineyards, therefore, have a strict no robot policy. A project at Saffron Grange Vineyard in Essex, however, aims to change some minds. Engineers at Queen Mary University of London, or QMUL, working with Extend Robotics, a firm also based in London, are building a grape-picking robot equipped with visual sensors, powered by artificial intelligence, or AI, to tell when fruit is ripe, and pressure-sensitive fingers to grasp and cut bunches from vines without having to shake any fruit loose. The visual sensors work by looking for light that has passed through the grapes and measuring which wavelengths come out the other side. A glass of ethanol and a glass of water may look the same to the naked eye, but if you can see exactly which wavelengths of light are absorbed by the liquid, it is trivial to tell them apart. The same technique can be used to determine the levels of sugar present in grape juice, says Lei Su, a photonics researcher at QMUL. Doing all this when the juice is still inside a grape, the grape is still on a vine, and the vine is in the Essex countryside, is the challenge. The information contained in the spectrum is actually too abundant, says Dr. Su. So the team has trained an AI model to focus on the grape itself and ignore the noise. In the long run, the hope is to separate the sensors from the robot entirely and have a static system that can autonomously monitor an entire vineyard, an array of cameras watching the grapes grow, checking for disease, and alerting vintners to when the optimal time is to start their harvest. The project is still in its early stages. The current version of the robot has to be awkwardly puppeteered in real time by a pilot wearing a virtual reality or VR headset, a Quest 3, produced by Meta, a social media giant. The owners of Saffron Grange Vineyard have provided leaf, grape, and juice samples to train the AI systems and committed to planting half a field of vines in which the robot can run amok. Needless to say, the machine is not yet ready to be allowed anywhere near this year's actual grape harvest. Robotic help would be a boon for the vineyard. Harvest time is short and intense, a 10-day flurry of activity when a typical English vineyard staff will swell fivefold. The perfect window to harvest grapes for sparkling wine is just a few days, says Nick Edwards, Saffron Grange's director. But sparse autumn sunlight, labour shortages, and variations induced by climate change mean it often takes more than a week. With a robot, Paul Harrison, the vineyard's manager, envisions turning grape picking into a 24-hour operation by hiring skilled labourers in Australia who could dial into the VR controls and pick grapes remotely after his local workers have clocked off for the day. He hopes to offer the same service in reverse during the Southern Hemisphere's harvests, since the two growing seasons and time zones perfectly offset each other. By picking grapes over a shorter time, losses of crops to mildew, frost, and pests could also be reduced. Remote controlling the grape-picking robots will also help to break what Chang Liu, Extend's founder, describes as a vicious circle for robotics companies, in which there are too few robots around to generate useful data and too little useful data with which to train and build future robots. With the help of robots piloted at a distance, Extend will be able to amass training data, in this case on how to best pick grapes. In time, the robots would become autonomous, leaving the humans with more time to relax and enjoy the English sparkling wine.